This is Ron Moss Ministries, and I want to talk a little bit about joy. In the book of James, chapter 1, it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man drink that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. I want to stop there because I really want us to get to this place where we got to stop dealing with this virus in a negative way. The Bible is very clear, and if you've been on planet Earth as long as I have, you've gone through more stuff than just the coronavirus, that you've had some situations in your life that have took you to task. How many of you, if you're being honest right now, wanted to just give up, wanted to just commit suicide, was just through with life in general, didn't come there, no, there was no coronavirus that wasn't even around at that time, but you had went through something that struck a chord in you that made you question whether your life meant anything at all. Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that you need to count it all joy. And what that means is that you've got to get to a place where whatever is going on in your life, you need to understand it's an opportunity when you're breathing breath in your life to be able to change that circumstance and change that situation and learn how to count it all joy. I thought about this because every time I watch CNN News and watch the news, they make it their business to put up new cases and deaths. And then they make it their business to talk about how many deaths happened today. We've had the most deaths that we've ever had, but they never talk about the survivors. They never talk about the 100,000 or the 50,000 people who have gone through this. And for God reasons, people may say for whatever reasons, I'm going to say for God's reasons, they survived. You got to learn how to count it all joy. So the Bible says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you think that bad things will happen to you, it's most likely that they will. If you think positive things are going to happen to you, it's most likely that it will. And you got to learn how to count it all joy. And I want to just go into this real quick here. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers, when you fall into some stuff. And there's a whole lot of stuff coming at you daily. People trying to get you to do this, you being influenced to do that. You're contemplating on doing this. You're contemplating on doing that. And you're going to fall into some diverse, some various temptations. And you got to learn how to understand that that's a part of this life that we deal with. As long as we have breath in our body, remember what happened in heaven? That angel, Satan, Lucifer, got banished to earth. God allowed him to have whatever he wanted to have on earth. His mission, the Bible says, his mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. Because he don't want us to have a righteous relationship with our Father. And so you got to learn how to count it all joy. See, if you're in a right relationship with God, that don't mean you're not going to go through some stuff. That don't mean that you're going to fall, because we all going to fall. Matter of fact, it doesn't say y'all. It says all have fallen short of the glory of God.
But it says what you've got to get in your spirit is that if you have a relationship with Christ, then whatever you're going through, you get to count it all joy. You understand that I can get out of this because of my relationship with Christ. It says, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of my faith worketh patience. See, I got to believe this faith thing I got to have. I got to believe that it's going to work out for my good. That as long as I don't allow this temptation or that temptation or that temptation or that temptation or that temptation to get the best of me, and because of my relationship with Christ, it's going to work out for my good. I understand every time I can hurdle over or step over a situation that is pulling me towards it that ain't no good for me, I grow a little bit better. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That takes me to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, we got to understand that God has a plan for our life. That means he's planned our life. He already knows the end of the story. We're just going through the process, but he knows the end of the story. And the good news is he's given us a roadmap to where we can know the end of the story, too. That at the end of it all, there's a place in heaven waiting on us. And so we got to learn how to count it all joy. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. God says, hey, I'm right here for you. I'm right here. If you got something going on, if you don't understand something, I'm going to give you the answer. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm not going to even judge you because you don't know. I'm here to help you learn. See, a lot of us are afraid to testify that we don't know. Some folk been going to church for 20, 30 years and still don't know God. Because you forgot to count it all joy. You forgot to ask God for wisdom. You forgot to ask, or you just figured, hey, I just be a spectator. I made going to church a spectator sport. But you've got an opportunity right now to turn it around by counting it all joy. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Wavering mean that you're going back and forth. You don't know if you're going to stay on the left. You don't know if you're going to stay on the right. You kind of go with the flow. If this crowd is saying one thing, you go with that flow. If this crowd is saying another thing, you go with that flow. You know, it's funny because I'm kind of one of these people that notice trends. I can remember not too long in the distant past when everybody was getting bald heads. I got one. I felt comfortable with it and kind of stayed with it. It was kind of another reason I got it, because my hairline was receding and I was looking for another option. And I saw people with bald heads and said, okay, I can try it and I feel comfortable. And, you know, it seemed like every time a fad comes through, folk are easy to jump on it. You know, it was a time when we didn't have beards. Now it seems like everybody's wearing beards now. You know, it's like that. It's like you being at the party and you waiting on that first couple to go out and dance. You want to dance. You want to go out there, but you ain't going to go until somebody else go out there first. And once they go, now everybody goes to the floor. And what God is looking for, he's looking for a brother or a sister that has some wisdom and want to lead instead of follow. So you can't waver while you're on this relationship. You got to be able to stand. And sometimes standing means you got to stand all by yourself. But you're not really by yourself. Because the Bible says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So my brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through, if you have a relationship with Christ, you got to learn how to count it all joy. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're into right now. You could be into something right now that you don't need to be in. Count it all joy. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.